Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now, we have awesome prophetic words for 2018 from Chuck Pierce talking about, you know, the first fruits, a new movement. God is watching your lives. Think about this, coming out of captivity, the gates. We're literally entering a place called the gate and war angels. What's this about right now on VFN TV?
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me, of course, is John Ramos. Is this not exciting prophetic words?
Very exciting. We're getting to hear the word of the Lord for 2018.
Introduce this first prophetic word. Listen, we want to hear from you too, by the way. You know, we're telling you what this word means to us, but we want to hear what this word means to you. John.
This is exciting because Chuck Pierce begins to talk about what 2018 actually means. You know, we follow in the United States 2018 calendar. Of course, Hebrew calendar is 5, 7, 8, and he does an amazing job of connecting what these both, by the numbers, what these years mean. Watch this.
Now, I have all three of the prophets that are here today are personal friends, but I really appreciate the gift that Chuck Pierce has brought to the body. One of the things you have revealed to us is the understanding from ancient Israel of understanding how to have access to God, how to worship God. Even the year that we're in now, 2018, those numbers have meaning in Hebrew and in English. Unpack it for us.
Now, Sid, the real issue came when the Lord visited me when I was 18. And when he visited me and revealed himself as the God of Israel. It was in 1972, and from then on, he unveiled his word from being who he is to me. Now, with that, I've always looked from a Hebraic perspective. And what he did, my family had gotten messed up in their provision, and I think I shared that the last time I was here. And the inheritance that I had, now I was over it as the firstborn. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I can restore what you've lost. But what he said, you're going to have to understand first fruits. He spoke to me out of Proverbs 3. So my whole life has been going back to understand the firstborn, to understand the first power of first fruits, the celebration the Lord has for us every month, to go from blessing to blessing to blessing to blessing overtakes you. Now, I think that's what I heard Hank say. We are coming into a place this year where it will be a now moment for us, a now moment where you'll hit a moment in your life and all of a sudden, a blessing overtakes you. And that comes because we have returned to God's order. That's what this year is about. Eights are always linked with new beginning and first. They're linked with the prototype. Seven, you're completing. Eight, you're beginning. This year is like a new beginning for all of us.
Now, it's 2018 on our calendar here. And what is it on the Jewish calendar?
In the Jewish calendar, it's 5, 7, 7, 8. So you can see it a little different from a Jewish perspective, from a covenant perspective, because 70 is different than 10. See, whatever year you're in, whatever calendar you're in, you're in the 8th year. That means you're in this new beginning. 8 is also linked with gate. But in Hebrew, see, 10 means testimony. In Hebrew, it means you're coming out of captivity. 70 is linked with ayin, God watching you. The Lord is watching you come out of captivity into the testimony for your future this year. I speak that over America. I speak that over the nations. I say this year we're coming out of captivity and we're coming into a new prototype to move forward into the kingdom of God plan that he has this year.
I can so feel that, you know. Yeah. It was like no matter how hard you were working, you felt like this, you were moving through sludge. You're moving through a thick cloud of difficulty and a lot of contention in the atmosphere. And
kind of felt like that for the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And just kind of pushing through. And you can see this, because you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And that this new beginning, this birthing in this whole new area, going through this gate, is exciting. Yeah. And I can kind of feel it as I was coming. You can just feel that.
Sure.
You know, I know some of you right now, you know, you're feeling that. You've been under this great oppression. You've been feeling it, you know, and what happens if you've been under for a while, you're thinking, it's just never going to be any relief. It's not going to ever change. Well, the Lord's saying, not only is it going to change, it is changing. But we want to hear from you. We want you to take a moment and communicate with us, you know, comment and let us know. We'll talk back to you. But we want to hear what you have to say. Email us or just right below. Just give us a comment. Have you been under that kind of heaviness and stuff? Does this word bearing witness with you? And just kind of tell us a little bit about it. You know, maybe we might have the answer, but someone in our community,
absolutely,
you know, will have the answer there, because this is exciting. We have to receive the word of the prophet to get the prophet's reward. And so I want you just to receive that and let us know what it means to you to be able to set.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.